Welcome to the Financial Power Hour with the financial prosperity coach, Christopher Music, who has been a featured guest on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox affiliates, sharing his 20-plus years of experience in financial principles and how to apply them to your life and business. And now, your host, Christopher Music.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Christopher Music, your host, and I'd like to thank you for taking time out today out of your busy schedule to tune into this show. I put this show together to help you achieve financial power. This is to empower you and educate you on the successful actions you need to take to achieve your financial and your business goals. Our special guest today is an inspirational speaker, Croy Sather, with Dream Big Life. Today, I'll be talking with him about his system to help you stop spinning your wheels and help you start achieving big dreams. But before we hear from Croy, let's talk about the importance of setting goals and creating a plan to achieve them. Now, let me ask you this. Are you achieving everything you want to in life? I mean, that's a loaded question, and I get that. But it is a very salient question, too. Because really, at the end of the day, all your life is setting goals and achieving those goals. That's really what we all do here on this planet. The question is, are you achieving the ones you've set for yourself? You see, as a financial planner, it is my job to help people align their financial transactions to their goals. The biggest problem or the biggest failure in financial planning is the fact that people never really set definable goals. Now, let's talk about what goals are. You know, goal is not saying, you know, I want to educate my children. That's not a goal. That's a purpose. A goal has a timeline and it has a definable end. So, for example, rather than saying, I want to educate my kids, the correct goal would be, I want to send my kids to a 4-year private institution in which they graduate with a degree. Okay, now that's a definable goal. And once you define what that goal is, then of course you align all of your resources to that goal, right? So what are your resources? Well, your resources are going to be money, for example, which is what financial planners really do, is try to help you align your money to that goal. Your wisdom, the knowledge you have, the natural laws that surround that particular goal, or the know-how in how to achieve it. You might have methods, you know, different procedures that you would apply, or you might have other resources to hand. But the problem is that we all end up going in several directions at once. We end up having a mediocre life, all because we mishandle our financial transactions. We mishandle our time. And of course, as a financial advisor, I will tell you that's frustrating. I find it frustrating in my own life, and I'm sure you find it frustrating in your life. All you have to do is get on social media, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, and you will see inspirational quotes and memes all day long from people talking about how important it is to stay true to your goals. Well, that is easier said than done if you've lived any part of life at all. So the important point here is that I want to get through to you that no matter what you want in life, it's achievable. If you can think, you can have. It's really that simple. If you get the idea that you can get something done, then it can get done. And my guest today is living proof of that fact. But from an economic perspective, from a career perspective, it's really important that we start thinking about what is the end result. Because you know what? Until you can define your goals, you're not going to be in control of your life. See, what I found for me is that when I got up in the morning and I did not have a set track to run on, for whether it be an athletic event or a career event or some kind of a financial goal I was trying to achieve, I went in all directions at once. Or worse, I just kind of hung out. Well, that's a tough one. So I decided to say, hey, you know, I'm going to, I'm a cyclist. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a cyclist, and I decided that I wanted to ride the Ironman route in Kona, Hawaii. Made an agreement with a friend to do it, and we were going to be in Hawaii anyway for a conference. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to ride that bad boy. So I trained for about 3 to 4 months every day to do that ride, knowing it was going to be windy as could be, knowing it was going to be a challenge. Well, you know, I went out there to Kona, Hawaii, took my bike out, got up at 6 o'clock in the morning and did 117 miles in just over 7 hours, and I had achieved that goal. But what made it come about? I trained every day. I had a trainer. I had a coach, and that coach trained me. They kept me accountable to staying on that trek to achieve that goal. Do you see? And I think that's the power of coaching, and that's the power of hooking up with someone who really understands your goals and is willing to work with you and hold you accountable for having you put control in on yourself, on your time and your money resources, so that you can really have a life that is full of accomplishment and satisfaction. You know, it becomes sublime when you achieve these most impassioned goals that you have. I know it's true for me. So what I want to do is bring on my guest. He is going to rock your world. This guy's an amazing dude. And before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. And up next, we're going to be talking to my special guest, inspirational speaker and founder of Dream Big Life. And he'll be giving you his insight on how to get out of the rut of procrastination, defy distractions, and get focused on achieving your goals. You are not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Private practice millionaire academy founder and talk radio host of the Financial Power Hour, P. Christopher Music explains how not to lose the value of your life's work. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. Pericles, 5th century before Common Era, Greek statesman. Your estate is simply all of the assets you own or are entitled to under the law. A good estate plan will ensure your assets are dispersed according to your wishes when you pass. Estate planning includes different types of legal documents and instructions for your friends and family so they can act in your interest with confidence. Proper estate planning will perpetuate your wealth to your family, friends, and charities, and better accomplish the purposes for which that wealth was accumulated. Learn more about how not to lose the value of your life's work when you visit the blog page at pchristophermusic.com. That's pchristophermusic.com. Welcome back to the Financial Power Hour with Christopher Music, online at pchristophermusic.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Financial Power Hour here on AM 1380, The Biz. I'm your host, Christopher Music. And before the break, I shared with you the power of goal setting and how control of time and money really helps you achieve that sublime accomplishment of those goals. And now, as promised, I'd like to introduce my awesome guest with you, Mr. Croy Sather. The media calls Croy Marathon Man because of his astonishing accomplishments. His audiences call him remarkable because of his inspirational life story. In just 2 years, Croy went from a non-runner to a two-time world record champion. First, with a 2,621-mile run across America in just 100 days. Then, he broke the world record in the world's toughest race, running solo, self-supported, non-stop, 146 miles through Death Valley, the harshest and hottest environment on the planet. That is amazing. Croy is an internationally celebrated author and inspirational speaker in the field of personal transformation, the psychology of success, and super achievement. Croy has been on the prestigious stages of TEDx in New York City and Las Vegas, Fortune 500 corporations, and international associations. He has appeared in hundreds of television, radio, and newspaper articles, including ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. Croy will tell you it's never about talent or life's circumstances, but the desire to succeed and the willingness to go the distance, no matter what it takes. I'm very, very pleased to welcome my special guest, Croy Sather, with Dream Big Life. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, thanks, man. You know, getting a chance to meet you and talk to you, you know, this is going to be an amazing show for everyone listening today. You know, we've got to talk about how to get out of the rut of procrastination, defy distractions, and get focused on achieving goals. But, you know, your life story is fascinating. So please tell everyone listening today how you became an inspiration to thousands of people.
Well, I imagine we'll talk about a lot of this. But what it comes down to is that I chose a life. It wasn't what I used to be doing, and we can talk about that in a little bit, but I decided I found something that I wanted to do, and it was by accident that I figured out what I wanted to do. I was looking for some solutions to my life. My life was kind of a mess, and I was having the same sorts of problems over and over, so I needed better solutions, so I went out looking for them, and I ended up at a seminar where there are multiple speakers speaking at that seminar. And one of the guys that was up there, he was just blew my mind. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. So I signed up for his seminar immediately. It was way more money than I had ever spent on anything of that sort. But I went to his event and I wasn't there but an hour and a half. I'm like, that's what I want to do. You know, I want to be up there. I want to be on stage. I want to be speaking. I want to be inspiring people. But at that point, I was still a carpenter and I knew nothing about public speaking, knew nothing about the world of speaking or inspiration or any of that stuff. But I had the idea. I found what made my heart sing, and that started the journey. And you know, 10 years later, now we're here talking on this show.
Yeah, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with me. You know, we met about 2 or 3 years ago at a speaking event, and I saw you speak, and I was inspired. So I will tell you that. So what in the heck inspired you to run across America and? Did you have the goal to have a world record when you did that?
Well, it started with building on what I just said is about, you know, finding this idea, you know, I want to become a speaker. And then as I did this and I started going down this personal development world and self-help world and really dug into it. And I was reading a ton of books, listening to books, reading books, going to seminars, hiring coaches when I could afford them, and did everything I could to go down this journey. And I found something very, very common between all of the texts, whether it was something that was 100 years ago or thousands of years ago, or if it was something that a modern day person was talking about. And they all said some version of this. And it was, if you knew you would succeed, what would you do? You know, or I've heard it said is, if you knew you would not fail, what would you do? And for me, I had met this guy who ran across America. I was like, you know, well, that's what I would do. I'm going to run across America. And so that started my journey. But the challenge was, is that I wasn't a runner. You know, I was a couch potato for the most part. I'd run 2 or 3 miles here and there every few weeks or so. And that was about it. I didn't really do any exercise. But I had heard about this guy did it. And I said, you know, if Stu Middleman can do it, then why not me? And luckily for me, I was naive enough to not know how difficult it would be. And I was naive enough to not realize that Stu was a professional runner for 20 years. But it started my journey, and I took it one step at a time. And when I first started running, just a little over a year before running across America, I couldn't run but a mile and a half before my knees would hurt. And then eventually it became 2 miles and 3 miles and 5 miles and 10 miles. And it just kept building up over and over and over. And a year later, I'm in California and I'm starting my run across America where every morning I would speak to a different at-risk group. So Hope for the Warriors, Wounded Warriors, addiction centers, homeless shelters, prisons, all kinds of amazing groups to help people who are in challenge. And then I would go run a marathon a day. And this lasted for 100 consecutive days. So what inspired me is just the idea of what somebody else can do and answering that question that you've probably all have heard. What would you do if you knew you would succeed?
Let's dig into that. Y'all listen to that. What would you do if you knew you would succeed? Or in other words, if you knew you couldn't fail, What would you do? Great. Talk about that a little bit more and your thought process in doing this feat about running across America. What was going on in your head during that time?
Well, if you think back to when you were younger, you know, way, way back, or if you have kids, it's easy because you could see it in them. That when you're young, there's, you know, nothing's impossible. One day you're going to be a firefighter. The next day you're going to be a police officer. Then you're going to be a scientist. Then you're going to be an astronaut. You know, it's just, everything is possible. We don't have the limitations yet. And the limitations are learned. And we get them from parents and teachers, authority figures, whoever we grew up with. And the reason for that is because they didn't want us to get hurt, obviously. You know, don't go run across the street because you get run over by a car. It's a bad thing. So we hear no, 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 no. And eventually, as when we become adults, our primary way of thinking is that, no, I can't do that because it's not safe. It's not smart. It's probably impossible. Or, you know, I failed so many times in the past. Why would I succeed this time? But what if you went back and you started taking that idea of saying yes to all of your great ideas and then following through? Because I believe that if you have the passion to do it, then you have the ability to actually accomplish it, because you wouldn't be given the idea. And this isn't just like a whim of a thought. You know, we have lots of these thoughts. But if you actually have a passion for it, then you have the ability to accomplish it, because I believe that you wouldn't have been given that passion if you didn't have the ability to accomplish it. So when I heard about this guy running across America, I was like, you know, why not? You know, this thing's crazy enough, it's interesting enough, and it's certainly going to be a challenge. So why not do it? And, you know, of course, you know, I go and tell everybody, and they all said, it's crazy, it's stupid, it's impossible. Everybody said that. But I wasn't willing to listen to them because this bug, if you will, bit me, and I was going full force to it. And that's the idea. That's one of the things about achieving big goals, which will be a theme throughout this whole show and throughout my life and my education through my seminars and books and everything else I do, is that you have to follow your passion, and then you have to step forward into that. You know, you got to say yes to those things. And here's one of the secrets too, because there's probably a bunch of people listening saying, you know, I don't know what my passion is. I don't know what my calling is. You know, so what do I do? Well, if you don't know what your passion or your calling is or your purpose is in life, then that's your purpose. Your purpose is to find your purpose by following all of these little things that light you up and sing to you, and go see if it's real or see if it's something that's not worthwhile. I've tried lots of things and abandoned them or failed at them or just realized, hey, you know, it's not for me. But eventually I found what was for me, which was primarily speaking, and the run across America really is a tool. And another really important, really, really important part is that this is not about the run. It was never about the run. It was about what's possible for me at that moment, but to illustrate what's possible for others. And it's way, way, way more than you probably think is possible for you now. You want to be a millionaire? Easily possible. You want to run across America? Well, if you choose to do that, then that's possible too, although most people probably don't. But whatever it is, you want to be a great parent, a great spouse, be healthy and physical in shape, you lose 100 pounds or whatever it is, you know, it's all so simply possible when you follow your passion and you stick with it. And we'll talk about that more too.
Yeah, you focused on a couple of very important takeaways there. I think it was Buddha who said, "Well, your purpose is to find your purpose, and with all your heart, give yourself to it," or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's an age old concept. You know, I think in the living of life, it's so important to find what direction you're going. It's, unfortunately, we're not born with the roadmap. You know, a lot of us.
And, no, that's why we got to figure that out, and that's about following whatever's in your heart and whatever sings to you, and try it for a while and see if that's actually your passion, or maybe it's just something that you're curious about. Like, I want to play harmonica now. I'm kind of learning it. I'm dabbling it, but I'm not going to become a harmonica player, not like professional. It's just something that I enjoy.
Yeah. You said something that really struck me there is about following what's in your heart. I think a lot of our listeners, you know, maybe struggling with that a little bit, you know, doing the job, you know, that pays the bills, and kind of maybe stuck in the rut and having maybe a little bit of fear or something like that as maybe holding them in this rut. Can you speak to the importance of following your heart there?
Most of the people that I work with, whether they're in the audience, they're friends, or if I'm actually coaching them and they're one-on-one with me, They tend to come to me when they're somewhere in their mid-40s or maybe mid-50s, most often anyway. And they've been there. They've been, you know, they're at a job they don't like. They want to make a change. And I used to say, you know, go start your own business and do your own thing. But I realize now that that's probably not the best advice for everyone. But what is the best advice for everyone is to follow that passion, whatever it is, and get off the train that you're on and get onto another train and shift it. Because when you're 40 or 50, it's a whole lot shifting it than now than being 60 or 70 or 80 or just ending up at the end of life and saying, you know, why did I waste my whole life working for that company or doing that thing, whatever that is. So it doesn't necessarily mean going into business for yourself, although it could, but it could also just mean finding a job that's more suitable to your nature and your passion and what's in your heart. You know, that's what you should be following, whatever that falls into being, whether it's independent contractor or a business owner or working for someone else, that doesn't much matter. But what does matter is that you're following your heart and you get off the train that you're on if you're not happy and you go find the one that is. And that's why most people don't achieve their goals is because they're not passionate about it. I mean, who's going to become a millionaire by doing something they don't like or just financially successful? It doesn't have to be a millionaire, but be truly financially successful. You know, not many people are going to do that because it's just not – you're just not passionate about it, and how long are you going to grind at something that you don't like? Probably not long.
Right. Yeah, I see that happen all the time is, you know, we do financial plans with people, and we ask, so what are your goals? And sometimes in my workshops, people sit there in a daze because they don't know what their goals are. You know, they just, I mean, it's a fascinating thing. So, Croy, can you give me an example of someone who's come to you and how you were able to help them find kind of a reboot in what was in their heart?
It's most often it's what I do is I help people have the courage to be able to do what they want to do because they come to me because they know they want something else. You know, you don't find a guy like me necessarily. You may not know what you want, but you know you want something else. So what I usually do is help them find their why, their reason, and then give them the strength and the courage and some tools and strategies to be able to get there. To be able to go through it, because usually it's just something that's stopping you. There's a fear that's stopping you, which is reasonable. I mean, you're taking a risk. You're going off the path that you've been on all your life. You've been going in one direction. Now you want to change directions. You know, what's my wife going to say or my husband going to say? What's my parents and my peers going to say? You know, I'm leaving a job that I've been at for so long and I'm probably, you know, I'm somewhat financially successful or stable. And now I'm going to switch that in my 40s or 50. That's crazy. You know, that's unreasonable to most people. But if you want to be reasonable and be in that same job for the rest of your life and be unhappy, unfulfilled to the level that you could be, then you stay there. But if you want something more, then it's time to shift gears and go figure out what that passion is and then start going along the path. And that could mean very easily a transition between keep doing what you're doing now and start doing that other thing on the side. Do it on nights and weekends and find out, you know, is this really a thing? And is this a thing that I can make money at or how do I make money at it, depending on what you want to do. You know, because there's a lot of things like art. You want to go into art? Most artists are dead broke, not because they're not good artists, but because they're not good business people. So then you have to figure out, you know, okay, this is what I want to do, but now how do I make money at it, working for somebody else or starting a business on my own?
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. Now, all right, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break for the weather and traffic update. And up next, we're going to continue our conversation with inspirational speaker and founder of Dream Big Life, Croy Sather. And we're going to continue to talk to him about the key to begin taking control of your life and start achieving big. You definitely will not want to miss it. Stay tuned for weather and traffic up next.
Private practice Millionaire Academy founder and talk radio host of Financial Power Hour, P. Christopher Music, shares the three secrets to achieving unlimited wealth. Financial prosperity can be achieved by following three primary principles illustrated in a PIE triangle. The P represents protecting assets and income from the 83 plus specific and measurable risks threatening the long-term affluence of a household. I equals income, which actually creates abundance and an overall improved financial condition. The E refers to expenses after income, earned in relation to funding the immediate and long-term goals of the household and its members. Each corner must work together to stay equal and strong and represent the overall financial condition of the family. What's important is the interrelationship of these three elements. To reach financial power and unlimited wealth, you must raise each corner of the pie triangle. Discover additional secrets in achieving a lifetime of financial success when you visit the blog page at pchristophermusic.com. This is the Financial Power Hour with Prosperity Coach Christopher Music. Make contact at 727-588-1540. And now, here's Christopher Music.
Okay, folks, we're back. You're listening to the Financial Power Hour here on AM 1380 The Biz. I'm your host, Christopher Music, and we're here with inspirational speaker and founder of Dream Big Life, Mr. Croy Sather. And we're talking about how to get focused, stop procrastinating, and manage your time better to achieve big. Croy, thanks again for being on the show.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So we were talking here earlier about this major turning point in your life at age 14. Can you tell everyone what happened then?
When I was 14, I was riding home. It was a beautiful, sunny June afternoon, and I'm heading home, and I'm riding on my bicycle, and a drunk driver comes up over the little crest in the hill. And she's flying, and she crosses over the double yellow line onto my side of the road, and she never sees me. She never slows down and crashes into me. She hits me full speed. I hit the windshield, and I flew 50 feet in the air, according to the police reports. The doctor said there's no reason why I'm alive. In fact, when they talked to my parents, they said that if your son survives the night, he'll be a vegetable for the rest of his life. So my dad with his big construction arms and, you know, my mom collapses into those big arms and they just cry and they pray for a miracle. And I was in a coma for 4 days and weeks in the hospital and years of recovery from that. And, you know, that was a turning point for me because it wasn't about, you know, do I hate her, the lady that hit me, or alcoholics in general? And, you know, of course I don't. I empathize with her. She had a problem greater than she could handle at that moment. You know, I didn't curse God because I was grateful to be alive because the alternative, you know, quite frankly, it's horrible. You know, so what I did is I did whatever it took to get better. And I learned in that moment is that there's always something worse. So why moan and groan and complain about anything you're going through? Because most of our problems, most everything we go through is a really small problem when you take it into the context of what our alternative is. So I learned from that and I started to seize the moment of life. And since then, I've tried to anyway, live every day that way and to truly live, you know, to be really alive as I forget who said it is every man dies, but not every man truly lives. And that's true because there's so many people that are just kind of sleepwalking through life. And, mm-hmm. and I've been fortunate not to live that way most of my life, although there was a moment, a few years, that I did get into that habit. But I've tried to live my life every day with that seize the moment sort of attitude. So, you know, as an example, you know, when you breathe as if you just walked out on a spring morning and you pause to smell the flowers, you know, or if you look at others and look at them in the eye and see them, not for the clothes they wear or the job they have, or the color or the race or religion, see them for the beautiful soul that they are and look at them and feel their beauty, the authenticity of another person. And you do that and you'll start to actually relate to people in ways that you never did before. And then when you love without restraint, without fear, and as if it's the last time you're going to love as if you're going to never see that person again because you really truly don't know if you will or not. And, you know, I could go on and on and on, but the lesson I learned from that is that you've really got to be passionate about life and whatever that means. And if you're eating a cookie, be passionate about eating that damn cookie.
I am passionate about eating cookies, man. I got to tell you. My waistline will show. There's nothing like yours. Oh, it's funny. Well, you know, obviously, you overcame an incredible obstacle. Even age 14, I couldn't imagine. So how do you overcome you know obstacles that you hit in your life now? What mindset do you have on that?
It's the same mindset I had back then. I just didn't know it back then. I didn't really realize it. I did what I had to do back then. I did what the doctors told me to do, and I went to rehab, and I did all the things that you had to do so I could build my strength back up and recover. And it's the same thing with life now. It's, you know, life's going to throw you curves. You can't get away from it. The only way to not have any challenges in life is to live so safely. And this was J.K. Rowling who said this, was to live so safely that you've never lived at all. And by default, you failed. So you're going to have challenges. And just realize that, you know, that the idea is to get a better quality of problem. You know, so it's, you know, a bigger tax bill, is that's a good quality problem. And you know, paying the electric bill or a big mortgage, that's a pretty good quality problem to have. You realize that 99% of the world's population lives on under $100 a day.
Wow.
99% of the population under $100 a day. And I forget what the numbers are exactly. It's something like 80% who live under $20 a day. So the problems that we have here in the U.S. and other Western countries is just, it's so simple. And there's just so if you take that perspective, is that, wow, okay, this is a temporary thing. I'll get through this. We just got to figure it out. Then you can weather anything. And I learned this through Run Across America too, is that part of the lesson of that, especially the spiritual journey side of that, was going through that. And when your body breaks down to the point where you literally collapse on the street, like I did on day 21 in Las Cruces, New Mexico, where after 25 miles, my body just shut down and I fell. And I sat there for a few minutes and then I got up and I walked a few feet and sat down again and got up and walked a few feet and sat down again. Now, I could have called my crew and said, you know, hey guys, come get me. I'm done for the day. I still had five more miles on that particular day. You know, I could have called them up and said, hey guys, come get me. But I didn't, because what would have been easy to do if I would have given up those miles that day? You know, it would have been easy to give up a few miles the next day. You know, and so soon I'm giving up on my goal, you know, running halfway across America, not the whole way. But what I'm giving up on is my dream. And more importantly than that, if you dig a little deeper, is not only giving up my dream, but I'd be giving up on myself. And that's where most people fall short, is that they give up on themselves too quickly and they don't push through. So here's an interesting fact about my run across America. It wasn't a marathon a day for 100 days, or it wasn't 2,621 miles, which it was, obviously. But what it actually was not even a mile a day. It was one step at a time, roughly 35,000 steps every day for 100 days. So I took one step at a time. So these big monster journeys are accomplished one step at a time. So you want to become a millionaire? It's one step at a time. You want to lose 100 pounds? It's one calorie at a time. You know, it's so simple to achieve big goals if you take care of those small things. You know, wake up, exercise every day, eat well every day, and you'll be healthy and fit. Be smart with your money, start saving it, and then invest it properly and do these other modalities of getting wealthy. You know, what you talk about is there's another way. So that's all it is just take care of the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. You'll achieve more than most every other human on the planet.
As a fascinating perspective, you know, I work with small business owners and private practice professionals, namely in the healthcare field, and we do, you know, a very thorough, comprehensive financial planning process with them. And it comes down to just one little action, done day after day after day, built as a habit, and being truthful and having your own integrity on actually doing it. It's all it takes. It's not this mystery, is it? You know, achieving these goals aren't a mystery. Everything can be broken down from an engineering perspective, even. Just like you said, 35,000 steps a day. You probably break that down per hour, per minute. You know, it's a fascinating approach to achieving some miraculous, seemingly miraculous things. You told us about about the Run Across America. I'm fascinated by Death Valley. I think that I would love to ride my bike through there one of these days. And tell me about that run and what your mental preparation and approach was getting through that world record run.
The interesting part about Death Valley is this was, and just to be clear, this was 1 year after Run Across America. So I wasn't a runner, ran across America, then trained for an additional year, and then was in Death Valley. So what's really interesting about that is what we were just talking about is the 146 miles in Death Valley was merely the result It wasn't the result of my running that day. I mean, obviously, physically, I'm doing that. But what it's the result of is every week that I trained for the previous 50-some weeks before that happened. And so every Saturday, I was running 40 to 50 miles a day. And then every Sunday, I'm basically on the couch recovering. And then I'd have some other training throughout the week. So it was that commitment to do that training for the whole year that prepared me for Death Valley. But then I get to Death Valley, the hottest place on the planet, 117 degrees. And this is a unique race because I'm doing this unassisted, meaning I can't get help from anyone. So I have a cart filled with my food, water, and supplies for 146 miles. And even after the training, I prepared myself mentally. I'm there, you know, because that's kind of my thing. You know, I'm the mindset guy. So I get there and I'm all set, but I'm having a bad day in the office. You know, you go into the office, you have a bad day. Well, this was my really bad day, because at mile six, I'm puking on my sneakers. And by mile 12, I'm battling heat exhaustion in the 117 degree weather. Now, I knew this would happen, but I wasn't expecting it to happen for 70, 80, 90 miles or so. But it's happening just immediately after my start. So you just knew that I wasn't going to do well, but you don't stop. You try anyway. So I made it 45 miles before my body shuts down and I had to pull the plug on the run, and then I called it quits. Go back to Vegas and I'm starting to feel good. And the guy that was with me, with a videographer, I tell him, you know, Josh, what if we go back? And, you know, he's mad because this was a big epic failure, as he said in his words. And he's like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to want to come back next year. I might be busy. This is such a big failure, I don't think I want to be part of it. He's like, Josh, you don't get it. What if we come back in a few days? And he just starts laughing at me because now I just did 45 miles I couldn't finish. And he, you know, I'm going to go back in 3 or 4 days on tired legs, you know, seemingly impossible. But we went back to sleep. I got in the air conditioning. I felt really, really good. And the next day I told him, Josh, let's rebook our tickets. Let's pack up the car, the van and everything. Let's go back out there. And 3 days later, I'm not at mile 45. I'm not anywhere else. I'm at mile zero, starting the whole thing over again, just 3 days later. And this is the good day at the office. And I bust through 6 miles, 12 miles, 22, 32, 45, where I stopped. I'm way ahead of schedule. I'm cruising. I'm feeling good and strong. And eventually I get to the top of the mountain. So it goes from the lowest point to the highest point in the continental U.S. And eventually I get to the top of the mountain at 72 hours and 55 minutes. And that crushes the world record by almost 5 hours. Now, it was not about whether I beat the record or not. It's about that I didn't give up and I followed my passion. And sometimes in life, when you get thrown a curveball, like I was that first day, the 3 days earlier, when you're thrown a curveball, sometimes the best thing is just to step back for a moment and say, okay, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? And I fixed all of the things I was doing wrong, like I wasn't prepared for sleep-wise. I was stressed because of this whole thing and everything that was going on around it. So that was a problem. So for 3 days, basically, I just sat around on the couch and I slept and I prepared myself for the next day. I was overhydrated and got ready. So sometimes you just got to step back and then go forward. But it's the same exact thing. 146 miles is just a whole bunch of steps, one after the other, after the other. And you accomplish these extraordinary things.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing, Croy. You know what, folks? We're going to take a quick break now. Up next, we're going to be wrapping up our interview with our very special guest, inspirational speaker Croy Sather and Dream Big Life. And I believe he has a special offer for you. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss the end of this incredible interview. We'll be right back.
Private practice millionaire academy founder and talk radio host of the Financial Power Hour, P. Christopher Music, explains how to live your art and promote your brand. Professionals dedicated to pursuing excellence in their chosen field recognize that every profession, from hardcore scientist to abstract artist, have both science and art in that particular field. Science is a branch of knowledge or study dealing with a body of facts or truths. Art is the quality, production, expression of what is beautiful and appealing. Every professional applies the science of his subject to create an effect. The individual aesthetics applied to the science to create unique results is the art form, wholly unique to that individual. This becomes the brand. Your brand is your warranty to the customer, the assurance that the artistic application of the science of what you do will afford them the results they seek. Discover the secrets to living your art and promoting your brand. Visit the blog page at pchristophermusic.com. Welcome back to the Financial Power Hour with Christopher Music, online at pchristophermusic.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I have my special guest, Croy Sather, with me on the Financial Power Hour today. We're talking about his inspirational journey and how you overcome focus, procrastination, distractions, manage your time better, so you can dream big and live your adventure. Now, Croy, you have two world records. What would you say is the mindset of a champion for everyone listening today?
One of the most important things for success to really achieve amazing big things, whatever that means, whether it's financial, it's health, it's just being a great dad or spouse, whatever it is, it's focus. And it's focusing on the main goal, and almost by the ruthless exclusion of everything else, you work on that one main thing. And that's how you'll achieve things. And in fact, that's what I'm currently teaching. I just came out with a new product, and it developed from simply journaling. I journal a lot. You know, it's just a plain book with lines on it, and I just journal a lot. I've been doing that for years and years and years. I've kind of developed a style over it. And one of the things that I do is that every night before going to bed is, what's the most important thing I need to get done the next day? And then that happens at the exclusion of everything else. So that's the first thing I'll work on, and I'll work on until I get that done. And that means if I don't get to emails, then I don't get to them. If I don't get to phone calls, I don't get to them. But I get done the most important thing. And if you did that every day, then you would achieve so much more than you're probably achieving now, because we're in such a distracted, fragmented, ADD style world with shiny pennies all over the place that we're looking at all kinds of different things, that of course we're not achieving the things that we want. Of course we're overwhelmed. Of course we're frustrated and not getting the things done that we want. And it's because we're taught kind of by the speed of life and all of the technology we have today is to not focus on one thing. We're horrible at this. So the mindset of a champion is building that muscle, that mental muscle, to focus on one thing, accomplish it at whatever it takes to get it done. You do that, I guarantee it, within 30 days, your life will be radically different, radically different.
Well, I can see that, how theoretically, how that would be. Now, how would you prioritize your time to achieve your goals? You know, give me a little bit more about that, maybe even an example.
Well, what I do, I'll give an example of some of the days in my life. Now, my days change by the day depending on like how many interviews I have and other things that are going on. But on a day that I'm in my office, is the first from 8:30 to 11:30, I have that time blocked. I do nothing except for write at that moment. So it's either writing my next book, or writing blog posts, or some sort of creative activity that could also be creating speeches or some version. It's in that realm of creativity writing. So that happens between those hours, and I don't answer email, I don't get on Facebook, I don't do anything else but that. And then I'll take a break, and then after that, the next few hours in the day usually are marketing. That's where I'm doing something that's like this, a radio show, or something else that's getting my name out there and helping me build my brand. So those are the two main components I have in each day that I'm in my office. And then the remainder of the day, for just that like last 45 minutes, is I'm checking my email and I'm doing all of those little things that normally will eat up your whole day. I don't do that till the end of the day purposely, so that it doesn't consume my day and I get to the things that are most important. And the fact of the matter is that most of the things we do are absolutely irrelevant to our success. 90% of what you do most likely is blocking you from success, not helping you succeed. But we're busy, so we feel like we're being productive, but we're actually just being busy, and it doesn't move you forward in any particular direction. So as an example for that, to give you a different kind of metaphor, I ran 2,600 miles across America. I ran a marathon distance a day. Well, I could have run out and went 26 miles every day in a circle around my block, and I never would have got anywhere. I would have just run around my block as compared to one linear direction from West Coast to East Coast, and I achieved that major thing. So that's what most people do. They're running in a circle, and it's not even a block. They're just like – they're running in a circle like a fish in a fish tank. They're not going anywhere.
I got to tell you, I get this vision in my mind of someone just running around their block, and it's so true. It's so true. We're busy. There's a big difference between being active and getting things done. You know, that's a huge difference. And I think that we, you know, I work with professionals all the time, and it's funny how easily we get distracted, how easily we start to run in circles, and we think we're getting progress, but yet at the end of the day, we sit back and say, well, gosh, I really didn't get as much done today as I had hoped. You know,
and I'm no more focused than anyone else. I'm as much of an ADD like personality as anyone else, and so I have these methods to help me manage my creativity-ness, because I'm a super creative person. So my mind wants to do 50 different things at once. So I have to force myself to do it. So like I have a timer that I use. So I'll set it for 45 minutes, and I will do nothing but work on one thing for 45 minutes. When I started, I could only do 10 minutes at a time, and that was a struggle. And then that became 15 and then 20 and eventually got up to 45. Now I often do it for 90 minutes and at a time before I'll stop for like bathroom break or whatever. So, but it's like anything else. You don't go to the gym once and you're healthy for life. You don't eat one salad, you're healthy for life. It's something that has to happen day after day after day. And your mindset is exactly the same. So you want a stronger mindset, you got to start small and build it up just like anything else.
That's fascinating. It is that mindset issue. It's kind of being relentless. You all hear that? You all hear what he's saying there? Being relentless toward your goals, that focus, and getting rid of the distractions. That's really the takeaway, I think, of this talk. Would you agree with that, Croy?
Yeah, absolutely. It's and relentless doesn't mean hard necessarily. It can at times, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's hard. It just means that you're relentlessly focused on one thing to accomplish that. You know, so then you accomplish that. So I'll even go to the point where my phone has no ringer, no buzzer, nothing. And when I'm in those time blocks of my work time, my phone is turned off and upside down, so I can't even see it light up, and I won't answer anybody's call unless it's a scheduled thing. And then I work on it. And it doesn't mean that I'm like this ridiculously scheduled person, because I'm not that person at all. But I have these strategies to help keep me that way so I can accomplish more and more and more. Just like when I run, I don't listen to music. I'm into the run for the sake of running so I can enjoy it.
That's awesome. So, Croy, as a final thought, what parting words of wisdom would you give someone listening today to this incredible talk?
It all comes down to mastering oneself. So I firmly believe that the purpose of our life is to master oneself. And if you do that, if you master yourself, you'll everything else will fall into place. Everything else will take care of itself. You'll have better relationships. You'll be financially successful. You'll be healthy, and you'll accomplish amazing goals and all the things you want to accomplish. But by mastering yourself, and you got to start with that person, work more on yourself, as Jim Rohn said, work more on yourself than you do on your job, and everything else will take care of itself. And so that's what you got to do. And, you know, so that's what I'm working on now for me. And I'm always working on this. You know, how do I get a little bit better today than yesterday? Just a little bit. How do I get a little bit better than today than yesterday? And if you can do that on most days, then you'll imagine where you'll be years from now if you got just a tiny, tiny little bit better today than you were yesterday. And that's it. And part of that is, for me, is my journaling and the planner, my Dream Big Life planner that I use. I use that because it helps keep me focused so that I can do that. I can get better. And at the end of the day, because one of the things I ask you in the journal is to, you know, how did you do that day, and how can you be better the next day?
Yeah,
you know, so
of course.
30 days in advance and ask yourself how you can be better the next day. 30 days from now, I guarantee you, your life will be radically different.
That's awesome. And you say you have a free offer for people listening today. How do they get a hold of you and get a hold of that free offer?
Well, I got a couple things for you, actually. You can have my book, Dream Big, Act Big, and that you can have for free as a digital download simply by going to freedreambigbook.com. freedreambigbook.com. And my Dream Big Life Planner, which I'm just, as you know, I just launched it. I pre-sold 2,500 of them. Some people have it in their hands already. They're absolutely loving it. And that's at dreambiglifeplanner.com. So if you shoot over to either one of those, then you can get some really cool stuff.
Well, Croy, thanks so much for being here, man. You are a superhuman rock star, and I loved having you here. Thanks so much.
Thank you. This has been a pleasure.
Great. Now, folks, it's that time in the show where we now take action. I want you to grab a pen and paper, write down one simple thing you can do from Croy's wisdom today. You know, can you increase your focus? Can you start journaling? Can you start to manage your time in a way that's going to help you achieve what you really want to achieve? You know, I'm a financial planner, and I'm here about helping you achieve financial freedom so you can achieve all that you want in life. The way to do that is to follow these 21 basic principles that I have researched and codified in the 21 Laws of Financial Prosperity Action Guide. Go to pchristophermusic.com and download it today, because it is something that you're going to find very valuable in achieving your financial success while you achieve your dreams. Go to www.pchristophermusic.com, download it, and take action. You can also go to my podcast website at www.financialprosperitytalk.com to get previous versions of this show. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Financial Power Hour. For more information on prosperity principles and how to apply them to your life and your business, visit Christopher's personal website at pchristophermusic.com or connect with him on Facebook at facebook.com/pchristophermusicauthor. You may also call Christopher's office at 727-588-1540 to request more information or arrange for him to be a guest speaker at your next event. That's 727-588-1540 or visit pchristophermusic.com.